You know, when you come out to the site here at the Farm Progress Show, you can run into lots of folks. And one of the people that is here throughout the duration of the show is Bryce Anderson. It's probably a name you're familiar with, meteorologist with DTN. You can always check him out online there at the DTN websites. Thanks, Bryce, for taking some time to talk with me today a little bit about the weather. Farmers have been asking a whole lot about the cooler weather we've had, about the late maturity of the crop. What are you thinking?
Well, Todd, the scenario for this year is certainly different than it has been the last 2 years. In 15 and 16, things really panned out quite well for the late season with mild temperatures and crops dried down in real good shape. Now, this year, we have so much variability because of all the replanting that had to be done in the central and eastern Corn Belt last winter, or rather last spring after the heavy rains hit. And then with the kind of a slower pattern here in the latter part of the summer because of this cooler trend, that I think that there's going to be a larger need for drying down that crop this year. And along with that, even a normal occurrence of first frost, I think it's going to be enough to cause some late season finishing issues. We know that in the northern Corn Belt particularly, that the growing degree day totals are likely to be no more than just what the hybrids need in order to make it to the black layer stage before that first frost comes in.
And that would be in those areas, what dates?
Basically north of U.S. Highway 20 from the northern third of Iowa through Minnesota and into the Dakotas along with Wisconsin and along with the northern, say the northern eighth to quarter of the state of Illinois as well. In those areas, you're looking at the first frost date in that first 10 days or so of October. And there is quite a bit of caution on the part of growers who I've talked to about that.
So right now you're erring on the side of you're going to have to spend more money to dry the corn out, but there is a potential for a frost problem.
Yes, there is. And the situation for drying is frustrating because of where prices are. There's going to have to be more investment made in handling the crop this year. Propane is going to be a bigger item this year than we've seen in the last couple of years. And along with that, I think it also kind of takes harvest out, kind of drags it out a little bit more just because of the drying that has to go on.
Can you look ahead and tell me anything you're thinking about for next year?
Well, next year, I'm pretty cautious. I think that we are setting up, at least right now, for a drier year next year. We know that there's a terrific drought going on in the northern plains, and I don't think that that is going to ease notably through the balance of this year. And then there's been this recently dry scenario develop over kind of the south central part of the Corn Belt through south central Iowa into parts of Illinois and Indiana. And finishing out this year, I don't look for a whole lot of fall moisture to come in and help out that soil moisture profile. Through the winter, I don't think we're going to be getting a whole lot of winter moisture either. And so that takes us into the spring with some soil moisture concerns to look into 2018.
Hey, thanks so much, and hopefully we'll have you back. Maybe we can talk a little bit about South America.
That'll be fine, Todd. Thank you.
And of course is Bryce Anderson. He is with DTN. You can visit him right here on the Farm Progress Show site. They're not actually very far, right there on 3rd Street from the University of Illinois tent, which is at the corner of 3rd and West. Come see me too, and we'll see you on Wednesday or Thursday. I'm Todd Gleason.